when I was a little child, I didn't understand the difference between chopping and hoeing. Chopping cotton is thinning cotton out. They would sow the seed. Mm-hmm. And you want the plants about 8 or 9 inches apart. Mm-hmm. So you would have to go there and chop out between, you know, chop some of them out so that you space them correctly when you're chopping cotton. Then you would hoe the cotton. They don't raise it like that anymore. They use chemicals now.
Oh, it just kills the plant?
Well, they use chemicals to hoe, instead of hoeing the weeds out of it and the grass out of it, they use chemicals to kill the weed and grass. It took a tremendous amount of hand labor to do that cotton hoeing and cotton chopping. Mm-hmm. And labor is so high now that they have gotten away from that, and they use chemicals instead. Uh-huh. Then you would lay the cotton by, they call it lay-by time, in late June or early July, and then you would not go back into the field until time to pick it. Mm-hmm. And it was picked by hand. But I doubt if any cotton in this area is picked by hand now. I think they use machines. But in 1967, we still picked it by hand.
Oh. Well, if you got a lot of cotton, you know, out growing, what would you call it, you know, if it was a really big area?
You call it a cotton field.
Mm-hmm. Would you call it that if it was, like, smaller?
Well, if it's 5 or 6 acres, you'd call it a cotton patch.
Mm-hmm. How about if it was smaller than that?
You didn't bother to plant it.
All right, what kind of fences did you used to have on your farm when you were small?
When I was a child, we had a rail fence across the back of the field. And everywhere else, we had a wire fence, a woven wire fence, same kind I have now.
What was the rail fence?
It was a fence that was made from splitting logs. You would get a good big log and you would split it. You had to use a thing called a fro and a mallet. Mm-hmm. Mallet was a section of log, about so.
Yeah.
That was about 10 inches long. Mm-hmm. And it had a handle placed in it. And there would be some iron bands around it to keep it from splitting. And you'd put the foe in the long log and hit it with the mallet, and that would make it split. Mm-hmm. You remember Abraham Lincoln splitting rails. Oh, that was what he did. Well, that's the same way they split those. Huh. Now, I've heard those fences called snake fences, but we call them rail fences.
Did you ever have any other kind of fences or seen any?
We had those woven wire fences and then barbed wire fences. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's all.
Where did you usually have barbed wire?
We didn't, but now I have them around the pasture. Mm-hmm. I have barbed wire fences around the pasture because I do not keep hogs in the pasture. If you keep hogs in a pasture, you have to have a woven wire fence.
Oh,
really? Well, they go up with the barbed wire. A lot of people use electric fences now.
Mm-hmm. You don't use those, or?
Oh, yes.
Oh,
you?
Yeah.
When fence posts went to $1 a piece for a little post so big. And woven wire went from $10 a roll to $50 a roll. And barbed wire went from $5 a roll to $15, $20 a roll. You would go to electric fences because you couldn't afford the other kind. That's what we did.
Mm-hmm. Was this when your husband was around?
No, that's now.
Oh.
I have cows now.